Good morning. Well, I just want to have full disclosure, Amy. I did brush my teeth this morning because I was like, ooh, we do not do that. So Ryan is absolutely right. I grew up with this verse in my house. And in Ephesians 6, it says, honor your mother and father so that it may go well with you and you're going to have long life. That's the way I had heard it. It's a great scripture to live by. Right now, because it's Mother's Day, and I saw this incredible video, and I think I've cried every time that I've watched it. So let's watch this video, and I hope it has a great impact on you. Well, there you go. You heard it. You moms, you're worth $100 and more. But that's a beautiful video. And, you know, every mom is different. Every person goes through something different in their life. But I just thought that was just a beautiful, beautiful video. So I have heard this word, pause. And hopefully that you're going to remember that Brad said pause when he did his message, and Dee is shaking her head. I looked over at Aaron, and I said, Aaron, he took my word. That was my word. I was working on my message then, so Brad said pause, and he used that continually in his message. Ryan's message on April 18th, he used the word pause too. Pastor Ron Domina used the word pause, and then finally Chris Ball, when he was here on the 29th of April, he used the word pause. So my message, and I had it first, I just want you to know, I had that word, was pause, because I do have a testimony. You might say, how do you have a testimony? You know, we've been through this crazy, crazy, wild year and a half. But I do have a testimony. We paused one Sunday. We were here. Everything was going normal. Everything was fine. And the next, that picture. I took a picture out in the audience, and I took it up towards the stage, and there was, like, hardly anybody here. We had to pause. We paused. We worried. I don't know about you, but I worried about food. I worried about my job. I worried about toilet paper. I worried about coffee. I worried about food in general. And these are pictures that I took. I worked in Rochester, and on my way home, I stopped because I had heard there's no food. There's nothing on the shelves. So I took these pictures, and I sent them home to Marty, and I said, oh, my gosh, there is no food. Not to worry, though. He got online and ordered us tons of toilet paper. So that was not a worry. But there was something to worry about. We paused and thought about our physical health. I don't know about you. I paused and I thought about, oh my gosh, what if this happened? What if that happened? I had to pause. And I paused and thought about our family's well-being just in general. My whole family, my sons, my grandchildren, my daughter-in-laws. This has been one crazy life. But I do still have a testimony. The Bible says God is in control. I have to remind you, just like I've reminded myself, John 18 says, and this was spoken by Jesus, my kingdom is not of this world. My dad used to say, don't let your roots get too deep. We're only passing through. We're not going to stay here very long. This world is not my home. There's a song, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I could just keep singing that. Those old songs, when you get older, they stick in your brain. But is that not true? How true is that? This year, the scriptures have been so true to me. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I will walk by faith and not what I can't see, because I have to remind myself who's in control. And I'm going to remind you, it's not me and it's not you. I have to renew my mind daily. Romans 12 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to stand the test and approve what God's will is, his good and perfect will. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I don't know about you, but I'd wake up at night and I would be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen us in a month? What's going to, because it just kept going on and on and on. And then I would have to tell myself the scriptures that I've learned so many years ago. I'd have to remind myself, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live. I don't have the spirit of fear. And then, because I grew up in a Christian home, I'd hear, weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And a million times I've told my kids that. You're going to weep tonight. You'll be fine tomorrow. They'd lose a girlfriend. I'd be, oh, you'll be fine in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but you'll be fine in the morning. You know, circumstances around me, they don't have to change who I am. What I've learned, what I've become, what's been really given to me from the time I was just a little kid. You're unique and you have a unique identity, but think about it. Where you are doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change your beliefs. It doesn't change your convictions. And it doesn't change your faith in God. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, don't be anxious about anything. Remind ourselves that. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we have to guard our hearts. We have to remember these scriptures. Boy, did I learn those lessons. I'm still learning them, but I do have a testimony. I had to remind myself who I am in Christ. I'm reminding you. I had to remind myself who is able to feed my family. We haven't starved. We're fine. I had to remind myself that he is able to keep me until the day of his return. Remind myself what's important in life. Remind myself to be content. I want to tell you, like, we had a huge change in our life well over a year and a half ago. We moved away from the family farm. It had been my great-grandparents who had purchased the farm, and then my grandparents lived there, my mom and dad. I grew up there as a child, and then Marty and I lived there 25 years, and now Ryan and Sam and the boys live there. And people will ask me, they'll be like, how could you move? How could you do this? And I'm like, I really am content with where I am and where I have been. I'm content because I grew up learning to be content. I grew up learning that this generation passed to that. It's not like my roots got so deep that I couldn't make a change. And I bring that to you in different situations that you have in your life. Don't let your roots get too deep, because there is change in this world, change we might not like. I have to remind myself constantly what an amazing family that I have. I missed getting together. Like, it seemed like one person had the virus, and then another person, and the family did. And we went away on vacation when we all were good and, you know, we all were doing well. And I just would sit there and watch as Marty threw the football back and forth with the kids in the pool, and the kids were content to just be together. No one thought that we would be able to do this, so it brought the joy and contentment. Content to be together, showing deep love, laughing, hugging, which I don't think you're supposed to do, but we did, listening to each other, expressing our love, saying, I love you, at the end of a conversation. I don't think there's one phone call that we don't end with the grandkids or they end. Love you, Nan. Love you, Bop. Love you. Tell each other that you love each other. I didn't grow up with that. I didn't grow up with my mom and dad were great people. My grandparents were great people. But I didn't grow up with anybody saying, I love you. And I just bring to you, I had to learn to say that and remember to do that. Tell people. And to be sure, let's take time on this Mother's Day to remind ourselves of a few things. Let's pause. We need to give God thanks for where he's brought us from. I know life isn't perfect, and things were jagged along the way, and there was sadness, and we don't like that. But let's pray for renewed strength for tomorrow. Let's continue to remind ourselves. If you're sitting here today, you do have a testimony. And to be sure, one of the most things that I've learned is to take time to pause, to take my petitions to the Lord. Philippians 4 says, take your petitions to God in prayer. One of the most important things we can do is pray. When you're totally out of control, and you know you are, which I knew I was, I learned to pray in the middle of the night, wake up and pray. Sometimes during the day when I was at work at home, but I would pray. Let me tell you a story. This is an interesting story. It's the story of Peter Richley, and it's a true story. So Peter begins the story in England. He was a runaway, and he joined the Navy in 1814. In 1829, he'd been gone from home for 15 years, and a series of events happened. True story. Peter was sailing with his crew on a schooner, which was named Mermaid. He set sail from Sydney, Australia, one October morning. And you know, everything was going well for Peter. The seas were a little rough, but then they got rougher and rougher, and that ship totally broke apart. It landed near a big, big rock, and everyone on the ship got onto that rock. They waited and waited, and by a miracle, the Swift Shore came by. That's another boat. Picked up everybody, and they started on their journey again. And out of nowhere, again, a huge, huge storm came and smashed that boat against the rock. But not one person was lost at sea. And incredibly, the ship the governor came by, which had been blown off course by the storm. But only 3 hours into that sail, a terrible fire took place. And everyone on board had to evacuate the ship into longboats. Now you're thinking, this is really a true story? I guess it's a famous story in England. Then the comet came by. You can imagine the comet people. That ship, they were not happy to take on these jinxes onto their ship because they thought, holy cow, something's really going to happen to us, and sure enough, it did. They were jinxed. The comet, after 5 days, ran into a huge storm, and it ripped away the sails, and it took off the rudder. And these men, all the men from all the previous sails, ended up in the water for 18 hours. But don't worry, because the Juniper came by, picked them all up, and finally, there was another storm. All these shipmen ended up on a boat called the City of Leeds. And that's the picture of the City of Leeds. That was close at hand, and it picked up everybody from all of those shipwrecks. But not one person was lost. That's incredible. It's hard to believe, but it actually is a true story. And on board this City of Leeds ship, there was one passenger, one woman that was gravely ill. She was down below, and the doctor, Dr. Thomas Sparks, said she only had just a few hours to live. And her one request that she'd been praying for 15 years was to see her son. She wanted to see him one last time. She missed him, and he had ran away to join the Navy. So they searched the ship to find somebody that was like the description of her son. Could they possibly find somebody that could match the description? And her only request before she passed away was to see this son. So they came to Peter Richley. He seemed to like match the build. He was somebody that could pass for this woman's son. And he agreed. He was very grateful to be on board the ship because they would all be dead. So he went down with the doctor and the captain, and they explained to him this woman had been 15 years searching for her son. She hadn't heard from him. Explained where she had lived and said her name was Sarah Richley. This was Peter's mom. This is the interesting part of the story to me. It really touched me when I read it. I listened to the story. I listened to the sermon where I'd heard this. Because God took Peter through all those circumstances to take him to his dying mom who had prayed. Don't give up on prayer. God has an extremely long arm, and he can take you to where he wants you to be. He can do miraculous things for you. God is still God. He can do what he wants to do, but his arm is so long and so strong. This is an example of the power of prayer, and this is an example of the power of a praying mom. The amazing thing, too, is she ended up living 20 years longer. So read this, the story of Peter Richley. Now I was trying to find a verse that talked about prayer, and then this verse really spoke to me, and I hope it sticks with you. It's Psalms 116:2. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. The Lord God, just like we would talk to a child and bend down close and listen, he does that for us. He bends down close to us and listens. And I will pray as long as I have breath. I don't know about you, but this has been a year that I don't think any one of us could ever imagine that we'd live through. But you do have a testimony. You will have a testimony. All of us have lived through anxiety and worry and thoughts of, God, where are you? But the truth is, he's been right there. As we prayed, he bent down and he just listened to us, just like a child. Would you close your eyes? Lord, we thank you for taking us this far in our journey, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us your power, Lord, your power to control things that we obviously can't. Lord, we thank you for helping us through the night season, Lord, and through the challenges that we've had, because we do have a testimony, because you have been with us. And great is your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for that. We pray that you'd minister to each person here today.
Give her a hand, would you? Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Oh, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been in thy hand hath provided. Great. Come on, give Jesus a praise. A very happy Mother's Day to all of you. There's gifts in the back for every mother on your way out. God bless you. We can't wait to see you again soon. Have a great day.